Welcome to TechNet Radio, your guide to the IT universe.
Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining me today on TechNet Radio. I'm Aurora Queen, and this is our show for Tuesday, December 19th, 2006. So today we're talking with David Sanders. He's a Microsoft MVP and also the CEO of Culminus. John Weston interviews David about building IT community and also giving back to your community, which tends to be maybe on the forefront of our minds during this holiday season, but it is something that I think is always important. And following along our theme for this month, they also talk about Office 2007. Make sure to tune in next week as we close out our month with Michael Murphy on how Microsoft IT deployed Microsoft Office 2007. And please note that due to the holiday, the show will be releasing on Wednesday the 27th. But for today, here's John Weston interviewing David Sanders on TechNet Radio.
Welcome. My name is John Weston, and I'm with the Microsoft Corporation. I'm part of the Microsoft Across America team. Today, I'm going to bring you a new series that we're going to do here on TechNet Radio called the Community Corner. This will be a monthly radio program that we're going to do talking about the IT professional community. A lot of those communities have to do with user groups, and so in this series, I'll do interviews of user group leaders and other people that are influential in the community around the United States. Just a little bit about myself. I am a TechNet presenter, or an IT evangelist, as some people call it, for Microsoft. My email address, if you want to email me, is john.weston@microsoft.com. I'd love to get good technical questions from anybody out there in the community. Also, I have a technical blog at blog.technet.com/jweston. Would love for you to go out there and visit my blog, and you can see other information like when I might be in your part of the country, when I do webcasts, what kind of webcast questions I get, and other great technical information. Today, to kick off this series, I've got a guest, Dave Sanders, with us today, and Dave's going to spend about 30 minutes with us talking about community and about the new Office system. Let me tell you a little bit about Dave before we get started. Dave is a MVP with Microsoft. He's also the CEO of this organization called Culminus at Culminus.com. Culminus specializes in providing support and value to IT pro user groups worldwide with a presence in over 75 countries representing over 2 million IT professionals. Dave also volunteers as the president of the Carolina IT Professional User Group, a group he founded in 1999. This group is an IT pro user group with over 6,500 members and has won many national and regional awards for excellence in public service. Dave also sits on several boards in his community doing community service and is particularly working with organizations to help children and the homeless. Welcome, Dave.
Glad to be here, John.
Well, cool. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I want to know, what is this Culminus organization all about?
Well, about 3 years ago, Microsoft, through Digitas Corporation, contacted some user groups around the U.S. and Canada. The purpose for the contact was to develop a reasonable way to reach out to the IT pro community and be able to communicate with them in a powerful way in a first-person kind of thing, to get feedback, to integrate themselves with them, and then better understand that community. They pulled together the 12 most influential user groups and associations in the U.S. and Canada and asked those leaders for help in developing programs and approaches that could reach out to the IT pro community effectively. Over a period of about 8 months, we tried several different pilot programs, including special presentations, software seeding giveaways, special speakers, discounts, and so forth. The test community was about 56,000 members through these 12 groups, and the response was very, very positive. The satisfaction ratings were very high, and the program was considered a success. Following that, Microsoft decided to take the approach to the next level and actually create an entity or organization that could do this more formally on a longer-term basis. So they came up with all kinds of different scenarios, and in the end, they came up with the idea of a not-for-profit company set up independent of Microsoft that sprang from the community and was managed by people within that community.
So is Culminus owned by Microsoft?
No, it's not. Culminus is a completely separate entity. And while it does work with Microsoft, and Microsoft is a sponsor, there are other sponsors that support Culminus as well.
Got it. So it's a nonprofit, but Microsoft is one of its sponsors.
Right.
That's cool. Why would a user group want to be part of Culminus?
Well, Culminus is the main source of information for user groups. Now, let me qualify that. When I started my group back in 99, I looked around for information on how to do this. You know, how do you do this? How do you get a place to meet? How do you get presentations? How do you pull people together? How does it work? There was literally no information out there, and there wasn't a network for leaders to talk to each other. So it was a great big vacuum. And so when Comenius came along, one of the first things we wanted to do was provide a repository of information that helps new groups get started, to answer those questions that are very difficult, to be able to determine how you started, where you meet, how you get this thing together and make it positive and growing. So we have pulled together best practices documents and other kinds of documents that help new groups get started. Then you have the dilemma of, once you've established a group, it's very difficult to get presentations, presenters, to be able to get funding, because it does cost to run these organizations, to get people motivated to work and help, because volunteers are great. However, you know, they have a lot of things on their priority list, their family, their job, their children. And if they're an MVP, they have all of those responsibilities. So the volunteer work for the user group kind of goes way down the list. So Comenius works directly with user group leaders, providing all manner of assistance, portals, discounts, information, presentations, speaker programs that enable them to run their group more effectively and takes a lot of the workload off of them. I have engaged and hired some 16 community managers around the world now. These community managers are excellent professional communicators, and they work directly one-on-one with these leaders all over the world to provide them a source of assistance, and they become de facto employees of these user groups, taking a lot of the workload off of the leader and enabling the leader to be more effective.
What does it cost for that user group to be a member of Comenius?
All of Comenius' services to the user group community are free, and that's one of the things I insisted on when we first got it started, was we don't want a cost of admission here. We want to make sure that we reach out to the widest audience possible and provide the best service we can. And Microsoft agreed with that it's much better for us to provide our services and exist on sponsor funding, which is what we do.
Well, then, what makes up a successful IT Pro user group?
The user group has to have a dynamic leader at its head at the very first. This individual needs to be someone who is skilled in presentations, is skilled in group dynamics, managing an organization, and understands the importance of motivating people in a positive way. Not everyone, unfortunately, is trained in that or gifted in that way. So what we try to do in that regard is to inspire these user group leaders through our example, as well as pointing out the traits of other user group leaders that have been successful, and providing training and assistance to leaders in presentations and in motivational speaking.
Great. That sounds like a lot of fun. Let's say I'm a student at a college. Can Comenius help me get a user group started in that environment?
Absolutely. We work directly with the Microsoft IT Academy program, and a program that we call the IT Immersion. IT Immersion takes the college student and mates them up with a user group local to them. The user group is a mentor to that or adoptee of that university or that college, and they have IT Pro professionals that we'll work directly with the faculty and the students there to help them start user groups and to also help them to come through a conduit system to become immersed in the IT world, to attend that user group, to, through that user group, network with community and companies that may provide them that conduit to go to work, to become immersed in the world of the IT Pro. So coming out of college, it's very difficult to find a job without experience, and you don't understand the community you're going into because you learn lots of theory but not a whole lot of application in college. So if you're going to the user group, you're networking with actual IT pros that are working out there every day, you get a really good aspect on what the IT pro does every day and a good understanding, so that even students that are ready to come out, even that have a good conduit for a possible job, but students that are not yet there, maybe in their first or second year, can then make a conscious decision as to whether this is the kind of the industry they want to go into, and if so, to change those things in their major to make them more employable.
That's great. Is Comenius available only in the United States?
No, we're actually in 75 countries around the world.
Wow. So if someone's listening to this in India, for example, or in England or in Australia, you think Comenius can help me start a user group there? Or if I have a user group, Comenius could be a resource to me?
Actually, all of those countries you name, we have large populations in all three of those countries, which they've already belonged to Comenius. I have my regional director is located in Mumbai, and he's for all of APAC. He's also an IVETA regional director. So he works for me, and we've been able to build a very large population in APAC through all those countries you named, as well as through EMEA, that's Europe, Middle East, Africa, and Latin America and North America.
Wow. So is Comenius an acronym for something, or where'd you guys come up with that name?
The word communist was, you know, we went through an exhaustive process, and as you might imagine, we knew we were going to be global from day one, so we wanted to make sure that we had a name that didn't offend someone in some country. So we went back to the Latin base, and we started looking at Latin words. We went through 200 possible words and derivatives before we came up with, starting with the Latin word culmen, which means loosely, achievement, excellence, or peak of the mountain. We took that and we added the IS onto it. And culminus now is the culmination, if you will, of everything that's come before it to now reach out, pull together the entire IT pro community around the world. And in about 2.5 years, which is, we'll be 3 years old February the 16th, we've now amassed a population of nearly 2 million.
Wow, so that's spelled culminis.com is your website, right?
That's
cool. So people can get to that from all over the world.
Absolutely. And we actually have a locator up there, a global locator, that if you're looking for a user group near you, it will, we actually use Microsoft's Global Earth to zero that down, show you where the group is, give you driving directions to it, tell you when their events are, how many people they have in the organization, who the leader is, and there's a wealth of information. So you can get hooked up with a user group near you fairly quickly, and you also can go up there and apply for membership if you're a user group. And we do require that you have 10 members or more, and from the period of 10 to 50, we have a kind of a entry-level program. Once you get 50 members and established, then you go into the full communist levels. So it takes, you know, we do have some criteria. You can't be discriminatory. You have to be open to anyone. And you have to be IT pro-centric. You can have a developer population within your group, but you have to be IT pro-centric.
So, but let's say I'm specific, like databases or email or communications, can I still belong to communist?
Absolutely. That's an IT pro focus.
Got it. Okay, so I don't have to be generic, just IT pro. I could have a specialty within IT.
Oh, absolutely not. My own user group here is the Carolina IT Pro Group, and we are generic.
Got it.
So we also have a local group that is an exchange group that
belongs
to Commerce.
But I understand from your bio that Carolina user group, you've gotten to 6,500 members. How in the world did you do that?
Well, what I keep telling leaders around the world is, you know, there's several things important in leadership. One is, number one, it's not about you. It's about what you can do through your efforts to make everyone else around you better. And also it's about giving yourself away every day. You give yourself away to inspire people, to motivate them, to drive them to create and achieve things they never dreamed they could do. So when I started my user group, the first thing I wanted to do was make a difference in the community. The community had been good to us. All of us had jobs. All of us had good opportunities. And I wanted to make sure that we started from our first premise to give back to that community. So from the first meeting, I said, okay, we've got X items here to give away as door prizes, which people like to have. You can only qualify for a door prize if you bring in some kind of donation item, a canned food item or a piece of clothing for a homeless shelter. And we started from that. And last year, the last 2 years, actually, we have exceeded 50 tons of food and clothing for the homeless and the food banks. And we've been able to do work in the schools and impact over 300,000 children in North and South Carolina. And Microsoft has helped us to get more than $6 million of software and hardware that we've been able to get into the school systems in the last 6 years. So we've been very fortunate in working with Microsoft and other large sponsors to really work toward making the lives of the children better. Now, the thing that has resulted from that is not just a great thing to do, but it's also a very practical thing to do, because if people feel like they're part of a greater whole, they're achieving something greater than themselves, they really want to belong to that. They want to participate. They want to stay. So my numbers, while they might fluctuate slightly, because Charlotte is a transient town, it's the largest financial center outside of New York, my numbers stay pretty steady. Even when people move away, they still want to remain part of the group because they're really turned on by the community service we do and the things that we accomplish. So it's a way to grow a group. It's a way to turn the IT geeks into IT heroes, which geek is a word I absolutely detest. But it turns these guys into people in their community that people look up to. They really respect. And one of the communists' main things to get done, one of our main goals, is to raise the status of the IT pro. And so I try to inspire and encourage all the leaders around the world to reach out and make a difference in the community where you are. Find a way to help the children in the schools. Find a way to help the homeless shelter. Find a way to re-educate people that have been displaced and lost jobs. you know, and also work in the colleges and universities, because we've got a burgeoning population coming out there, and if we're not careful, we're going to lose some great minds that the IT pro industry desperately needs.
That's incredible. That's really neat that you're bringing together not only the IT guys, come together as a community, but you're using that, getting them to bring food and help out with those that aren't as fortunate as they are.
Right. As a matter of fact, we have a meeting tonight. I'm expecting around 1,100 people to show up, and we're working with a local charity called Kids First, which works with homeless children. And last year, we were able to give away over $40,000 in donations that our members and our sponsors gave to us to five children's charities, including Kids First. So we're really looking forward to doing some great things tonight.
That's great. I see here one of the benefits of a user group being part of Comenus is that they get a free hosted SharePoint site. Tell me about that benefit.
That's right. We're rapidly becoming the largest SharePoint user in the world. Every user group that comes to Comenus and applies and is accepted, and I must tell you that not everyone is accepted. You know, the acceptance process, the membership process, goes through a five-stage review process before it is approved. You have to meet all the criteria that I described. Now, if you don't, we will explain to you why you did not and try to help you to achieve that. But once you get into Comenus, one of the benefits, as you said, is a SharePoint site. We've now got that built out to six languages, and we're pushing to get 11 done within the next few months, so that the framework of all of our websites will be out there in multiple languages, and you can post your own material up there. There are certain criteria that we insist that you follow. Of course, it has to no obscenities or anything of that nature, but pretty much we let you control your own thing. There is a public page facing a page that you have, and you also have a secure site for your members with the password enabled and can be controlled by the administrators that you designate from your group. We will take those sites, we back them up, we keep them secure. If at any time you want to leave Comenus, any materials you have, of course, will be turned over to you. We would not retain any of that. We maintain privacy and security of our members above all things. We never share the information unless we have written permission to do so.
That's great. So I could start up a user group, get at least 10 people to be members of it, get a part of Comenus, and now you guys can help me host my website so all my users could communicate and we could share information.
Exactly. And, you know, what we're all about is bringing the IT world together through the Alliance community, the user groups, the IT pros, the leaders, through the Academy program or IT work that we do with Microsoft Academy and our own e-learning programs, and also through the solution provider network that we're building to pull together all of those companies that build those solutions that IT pros employ every day to get their job done.
That's great. Well, cool. You're doing incredible things for the community and helping others that are also doing things for the community.
Thank you, John.
As you know, our theme here on TechNet Radio this month is the new Office 2007 or the new Office 2000 system yet. Have you had a chance to work with it yet?
Oh, yes. I was, as an MVP, I was fortunate enough to work on the betas when they came out, and now I'm utilizing the RTM, and I think it's wonderful.
It's a really neat product. I've been asking everybody I see these days, what's their favorite feature? My particular favorite feature, I love to demo this, is I'll take a big Excel spreadsheet, pull it up, and everybody's seen Excel before, so there's nothing new there. You know, that the presenter and me always has to show off the new whiz-bang feature of it. I highlight a big cell, and I go into what we call conditional formatting, and I'll show some big column that has a whole bunch of numbers on it that are dollar values, and they range all over the place. And one of the nice things you can do with conditional formatting is based upon the value or the data that's in the cell, change the shading or the background that's in Excel to different colors or different values. So what I'll do is I'll turn it to green because I always love green and money, right? So it turned the column to green, and based upon the dollar value that is in it, it shades it across the shell, across the cell even further. And so the cells that are completely green, I like those. The ones that aren't very green, those are the ones with the little dollar values. And people just ooh and ah and love that feature. What's your favorite feature of Office?
Well, one of the things that I really enjoy is the way that it's Outlook tightly interfaces with SharePoint. You know, we're big SharePoint users from the website standpoint, but also internally we use Microsoft CRM to track all of our contacts and all of our metrics, as well as the SharePoint to handle all of our internal documents and tracking. So the tight integration between Outlook now and SharePoint is amazing and absolutely one of the greatest features that we have as a company.
Yeah, I'm sure. Y'all haven't done any studies of how much time it saved Comenus or any of that kind of stuff, the new version of SharePoint, or you just...
Well, we haven't broken that down specifically, but I can tell you it saved us a mountain of time. Comenus is only 29 people worldwide, And to manage this population we have and do all the things we have at any one time anywhere from 15 to 20 outstanding projects that are underway. And so everybody's a project manager. Everybody is a program manager in some degree at some point and trying to accomplish many, many things. So having the tight integration, but not only between Outlook and SharePoint, but Outlook and other applications and the other applications within Office itself is absolutely critical to us being able to accomplish the work we need to do.
Yeah, you know, you've heard the good old story out there. Oh, the old version of Office and old versions of, you know, Windows and all that kind of stuff are always, quote, good enough.
Yeah. Hey,
what's compelled Comus, obviously, besides your relationship with Microsoft, but why are you guys running on the latest version?
Well, you know, I think we had the opportunity, being kind of the entity we are, to be able to test this thing early. And we were able to really get under the covers of this thing and start really examining the value it had for us and finding out all the little nuances. And so several of us really spent the time talking to Microsoft and also working with the product as it evolved to really understand all of the great new things that are out there. Yeah, when you first look at it, you know, there's some obvious differences because, you know, you don't have the drop-down menus anymore. You have the really great, rich menu at the top, but it can also be daunting because there's a learning curve there. You know, the stuff you saw before that you had in a certain place, well, now it's a different place, but there's so much more that you can get to. So I think that the challenge that everyone has is learning all of the different new things that are in there and getting under the covers to really understand how much more powerful it can make you as a business than an individual in getting your work done.
Yeah, I heard a recent study that somebody said, they talked about that, you know, there are not that many new features. Of course, the nice fancy ones we as presenters like to show off, but most of the features that are there in the new version of Office have always been there.
Yeah.
The problem is finding them, and most of us, from one version to the other, creatures of habit, right?
Absolutely.
I do spell check. I do a little bit of formatting. But beyond that, I don't use 90 or 95% of the product that's there. With that new ribbon technology, the context of that changes as I go and try to do different things. And so it exposes to me the tools that I may never have used before and allows me as a power user to do more with the same feature set that's always been there. Obviously, there's some new neat features as well.
Absolutely.
But, as you said, the learning curve is there. What have you seen? To me personally, it took about 2 hours before I really got comfortable and productive. You know, is an average user going to need a week's worth of training just to understand the new Word and Excel?
No, I really don't think so. I think, you know, if you can get people past the intimidation of something new, and that's always a challenge. You know, change is a frightening thing. And if you've been accustomed to doing something a certain way, and you're not quite a technology professional, but you use the computer every day, seeing something new when you're accustomed to the old style is daunting. But I think with an open mind and a couple of hours, you can begin to really get into some things. And as you pointed out, there are so many features in there that I never used before. I didn't even know existed. And now I see them up there and I say, oh my, what is this? And I get into it and I see I have more power than I had before. I can do more things. My presentations look crisper. They look cleaner. They have the templates are much more robust. I can now use WordArt in a much better way. I can integrate data. I can use conditional formatting in a more powerful way. I can integrate applications. I can share information more efficiently. And a lot of these things were there, but the presentation now is so richer and so much more robust. I think it's making us all experts.
Yeah, that just reminded me of my second most favorite feature with the new Office is that SmartArt. I don't know if you've seen that in PowerPoint or not.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
I call myself a geek or a nerd, and I just, you know, affectionately call that, not a bad way.
Right.
But I just always have those bullet point after bullet point, just list of technical items, right? I'm the technical guy that wants to see how many bullet points I can get on one slide, and people go, huh?
Yeah.
And now I just highlight the whole thing. I click on that SmartArt button, and I can put it in circles and balloons and graphics, and I can make it move. And I'm not an artsy-fartsy kind of guy. But my slides look so much better now with that.
Oh, yeah. You make such a tremendous impact. And, you know, people look at it. I did a presentation in Japan several months ago before the RTM, and I was able to use the beta to put some things in there that really, really caught some attention and made a huge impact to the Japanese audience. And afterwards, everyone was asking me, how did you do that? How did you do that? And I said, you know, it's the new Office. I mean, you guys have got to really see this. This thing is powerful. So I think it made a tremendous impact, just being able to use a few simple things in the new Office that made a tremendous difference in the presentation.
Yeah, that's not all of us get to travel international like you do. So what have you seen outside the United States of the impact of this kind of stuff? Are people really excited about Vista and excited about the new versions of Office?
Oh, yeah. They are really excited and looking forward to all the new products that are being launched. We're seeing tremendous engagement throughout the world.
And so I understand that January 30th is going to be the date that this new Office 2007 is going to be available in the public retail channel. You guys, sounds like you've already deployed it within Comenius. What would be your recommendations to the IT Pro audience we got listening out there? How could they get ready for deploying Office today? Or any learnings that your guys have had in this type of deployment that they may be benefit from?
Well, you know, as I said, we had the benefit of the beta, so we really had a heads up on it. But there are some publications and some training materials that are even now coming out. And I think keep an eye out for those and watch out for those. You know, the blogs up on the Microsoft site that you mentioned early on, that you have a blog up there.
Yeah,
you know,
that can lead to all kinds of great resources.
Oh, we really go up there and look for those. And also, Comenius is trying to put together all the information we possibly can in our portals for our leaders and our IT pros so that they be well informed. You know, we try to keep them abreast with our global newsletters and the information that we share with them at events and so forth. So, you know, get into Comenius, participate with us, and also, you know, get on the Microsoft blogs and start reading about the great things that are happening, because the information's out there. Sometimes it's a little hard to find, but, you know, it's out there for you. So make the effort to learn all the nuances, and then when you get the product, by all means, use it, enjoy it, employ it, and I think you'll find yourself to be much more productive.
Yeah, the world sure has changed. I remember 10 years ago when we tried to deploy Office 97, you know, you had to go to a week's worth of training, right? I mean, it was in the classroom, formalized, before you were really even prepared to try to deploy something like that. Now, with all the online resources and offline, I mean, you've got blogs, you've got webcasts. I know we've done a bunch of webcasts about deploying Office. You got white papers. You got groups like Comenius and local user groups that are great communities to help you find the resources local to you, right? It may not have to be in even your neighborhood or even your country, where it sounds like now that we can, you know, find local resources and local opportunities to help us prepare for that type of deployment.
Absolutely, and there are two things to note. You know, the online help system within Office is magnificent. It you know, the context help, the way it really points you to the answer quickly, does an outstanding job. And, you know, the user groups that are out there, online and offline, are profound places to learn, to immerse yourself in the technology, and to talk with people who have become proficient in it. So I encourage everyone to use both those resources to the max.
Well, that's great. That's Office stuff. Sounds wonderful. I'm a user myself of it, and it sounds like you guys are. So there's obviously some great resources out there to get others out there ready to use this new product.
Absolutely.
Well, Dave, I want to be the first to thank you to spending your time today. I know your time is so precious because you travel so much internationally, helping Comenius get off the ground in other countries all over the world, and your time is extremely valuable. But thank you for joining us today and giving us some insight into what Comenius is all about, how you guys are helping communities, what user groups can do to help the IT pro world, and some of your opinions about the new Office 2007.
John, it's been my pleasure.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
John Weston and David Sanders on TechNet Radio. So again, because of the holidays, I don't have any conference info for you this week. For any technical Office webcasts, visit microsoft.com/events/series/technetoffice.mspx. Or you can always visit microsoft.com/webcasts. And also, please remember that our show for next week will be releasing on Wednesday, the 27th, instead of our normal release on Tuesday. If you'd like to leave feedback or send us an email, our email address here at TechNet Radio is tnradio@microsoft.com. Thanks as always for listening today. I look forward to next time. For everyone here at TechNet Radio, I'm Aurora Queen.
Have comments or want to request a story idea? Call us at 1-877-814-6506.